Listen to me with Zephaniah's Song of Joy. This is from the book of Zephaniah, the last chapter, verses 14 through 20. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you and has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. A warrior who gives victory, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not hear or bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." May God give meaning to these words. Imagine with me now a multitude of voices, one here and one here. God is coming. God is in our midst. God is coming again. God is ahead of us. God is behind us. God is among us. God is above us. God is beneath us. God is all around us. God is within us. God is beyond us. God is in the beginning. God is in the end. God is no thing. God is everything. God is eternity. God is change. God is powerful. God is vulnerable. God is leading. God is serving. God is compassionate. God is angry. God is merciful. God is just. God is good. God is steadfast. And God is with us. The God of Scripture is all of this and more. Creator, Christ, Holy Spirit. Or as God relates to Moses, "I am who I am. I will be who I will be." For the God of Scripture, the God we experience is layered in mystery and meaning and paradox, as is life itself. The God of Scripture suffers and is with us in our suffering. The God of Scripture loves and is with us in our loving. The God of Scripture grieves and is with us in our grieving. The God of Scripture, as we read this morning, rejoices and is with us in our rejoicing. Advent It's this time of year when we watch and wait for the coming of God. For the coming of God and the birth of the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Advent is the season when we prepare our hearts and minds for God's incarnate love among us. It is a festive time, a time for getting ready and anticipating God's coming. We put up the Christmas tree and hung the ornaments. We've decorated the sanctuary. We've lit candles and rung bells. We've sung carols and prayed. We've built and occupied a nativity. We've had a rocking good Christmas cafe. We've stuffed stockings for children and collected donations for a family in need. We've prepared a banquet for some women who have been struggling to overcome addiction and find themselves in God and discover God in themselves. And now we look forward to Christmas Eve services with dear friends and family. We look forward to exchanging gifts with loved ones and eating our fill of the foods we'll prepare for our Christmas banquet. We look forward to all the hope and joy that Christmas brings, the day of our Savior's birth. For all these reasons, Advent is a time of rejoicing. And yet, depending upon what has transpired in our lives this year, or the challenges and uncertainties that we presently face, we may not feel exactly like rejoicing. Our hearts may be heavy. Our hopes may be dim. We or our loved ones may be sick or sad or struggling in so many ways. Someone may be missing from our table at this year's Christmas feast. We may feel bereft and spiritually empty. And it may seem more like God has departed than that God is coming. It may seem like the world has descended into a hell of mayhem and madness, especially when we hear of all those little children being made victims of hate. I just want to say there is room for all your feelings, whatever they may be, today. This time of waiting and preparing that Advent provides gives us pause to reflect on what is happening in the world and how we feel about it, and how we will respond. Advent is a good time to care for what hurts and to be patient and gentle and forgiving with one another. It's a good time to face the insecurities and fears that burden us and just to turn them over to God. Advent is a good time to consider where we've been and where we're going, what we've accomplished and what we've left undone. It's a good time to consider what might only now be beginning. To take stock of all those things in our lives for which we are waiting and getting ready. What asks to be born in your life? And what must you do to make room for what is yet to come? The nativity story reminds us that from his birth, Jesus lacked a settled place in the world. His paternity is suspect. His mother lacks status. He's born on the road, at a way station, in a stable, among the animals seeking shelter there in the night. Growing up, he's something of a puzzle to his friends and family, even his mother and father, who recognize God in him but do not know yet what that will mean for his life or their own. Jesus will know love and loss, just like us. He will be adored and rejected. He will journey back and forth from village to village and town to town, telling stories, embracing outcasts, healing disease, teaching wisdom, connecting people to God, making them whole, renewing their lives. And yet, one as he is with God, there is that moment, we know, on the cross, when even he feels God's absence. Perhaps this is why Jesus is named Emmanuel, God with us. Not just to reveal God to us, but to be reminded himself in his own extremity that God is with him and with us in all things. And after his death, his disciples must have wondered whether God had abandoned them. Their future was uncertain. They were afraid. And some set off for Emmaus, not knowing what to expect or what was to come. And along the way, you'll recall they're joined by a stranger who walks with them and camps out with them and gets up early and fixes them breakfast over an open fire. And then they recognize him. Jesus, God with them. They thought he had gone, but here he is in their midst. The psalmist and the prophets understood this paradox about God, that God is with us in our midst, even while we're watching and waiting and praying for God to come. That God is with us even when life is at its most difficult, even if it feels sometimes like God has departed. This is why, after issuing a litany of judgments on Israel and on the nations for their self-centered, self-serving pursuits, the prophet Jeremiah concludes with the song of joy that we read. Zephaniah encourages the Israelites to rejoice, even though their lives are in disarray and disasters befall them. He says, "Rejoice, Israel, God is in your midst, and God is steadfast in love." Like a mother or a teacher singing to a fearful, fretful child, Zephaniah croons that all will yet be well. God, he says, will rejoice over you with gladness. God will renew you in love. God will exult over you with loud singing. Moreover, God is with you even now, even in your suffering. And God will be with you in the kingdom to come when God gathers you in and brings you home. Is this a song of joy that you need to hear? Is it a song of joy you can share with others this Advent season? We are waiting and getting ready for the birth of a baby. A baby who will grow into adulthood and transform lives and change the world as the living incarnation of God. Loving the world tenderly and fiercely, just as Mary and Joseph must have loved him. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us in love. God's abundance infusing and renewing our lives. God's promise coming to fruition. This is the miracle of Christmas. This is the deepest longing of our hearts. So ring the bells and sing a song of joy. God is coming. God is coming soon. God is in our midst even now. Pray with me, please. Gracious and Holy Spirit, Mother and Father of us all, we give you thanks for life. Uncloud our eyes that we may recognize your ways of being in the world. Unstop our ears that we may hear you when you sing and speak. Unmuddle our minds that we may meditate on you and grow in wisdom and truth. Unclog our hearts that your love may flow more freely through us. Untie whatever strings restrain us from the work of peace and justice in the world. We pray for your healing touch where there is suffering, your comforting spirit where there is sorrow, your reconciling love and forgiveness where there is strife and war. Be with us. Restore our spirit. Fill us with your joy in the name of Jesus and the hope he brings. We lift this prayer to you, O God. Amen.